I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 68 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with the life that God has given to you. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the book Doing It Now by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished preaching at a church in Philadelphia many years ago, and as I was walking through the airport, and as was my custom, I would stop in the bookstore, for back in those days I loved bookstores. I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. It was a life-changing book. And so, along with prayer and the power of God and His grace, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his fine book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. St. John 9:4 says, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Our quote for today is from William James. He said, nothing is so fatiguing as the eternal hanging on of an uncompleted task. So today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part 6 of step 10, consider deliberate delay. Incubate? You mean like an egg? Yes. But your analogy is faulty. An egg incubates because the embryo is getting a steady supply of warmth, which it needs to develop. With an idea, though, if you put it aside and think about something else, it's as if it were in deep freeze. Nothing's happening to it. At a conscious level, that's true, but the subconscious mind may be keeping that embryonic idea warm. All sorts of development may be taking place even though you're unaware of it. Everyone has had the experience of wrestling with a problem without success, when suddenly, while one is involved in some unrelated activity, the solution will present itself out of the blue. It's apparent in such cases that the subconscious mind has been mulling the matter over while the subconscious mind was otherwise engaged. Instead of just allowing this to happen on a chance basis, it pays sometimes to consign a problem deliberately to a period of incubation. Henry J. Kaiser, the founder of the Kaiser Corporation, regularly used this technique. He maintained that his subconscious mind often was most effective while he was asleep, and he made it a habit before retiring each night to pause a moment and reflect about the most important problem he was going to have to deal with the next day. Then he would put it out of his mind and go to sleep. Often he would have a solution to the problem, or at least a different perspective on it, when he awoke. Many people in time management seminars have told me they do the same thing. So this idea of assigning an idea to the subconscious to incubate does work, for some people at least. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now let's pray our prayer together. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.